Southern Sheridan and the Bighorns.
Wyoming wasn't built overnight. It was built by people who worked hard, stayed true to their values, and thought about the next generation. This is Frank Boley, and we think the same way at Legacy Ridge Private Wealth in Sheridan. We help individuals, families, and businesses build a financial plan designed to last. Visit us at 45 North Main next to Frackleton's. Legacy Ridge Private Wealth, building a legacy that matters. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA, SIPC.
Glasses comes to the YO Theater Thursday, April 9th. Offering an electrifying mix of American folk and soul, they deliver music that is heartfelt with high energy. This rising band has been winning hearts across the region with rich harmonies, infectious rhythms, and a sound that's both timeless and fresh. Enjoy a night of pure musical joy with Cat's Glasses, 7 p.m. Thursday, April 9th. Tickets are available now at the YO box office or online at yotheater.com.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whiting.
Tuesday, March 31st, from the foot of the Bighorns in Wyoming's Emerald City, I'm Floyd Whiting, and this is Public Pulse. And this morning, we're joined by Sheridan Recreation District Executive Director Alexander Mock, Outdoor Recreation Supervisor McCoy Phelan, and Youth Recreation Supervisor J.D. Williams. Good morning. Welcome back to the show, all of you.
Thanks for having us, Floyd. Appreciate it.
It's great having you guys in here. We've got a lot to cover this morning, but before we dive into what's coming up, Alex, House Bill 127, and for those who didn't hear that show, this bill focused on public taxation for recreation purposes, and it called to mandate local elections prior to the adoption or continuation of mill levies used solely for recreation projects. Alex, where did that end up by the end of the session?
So I am happy to say that it did not pass the Senate floor. So it did not get into law. So there was a really big rally from our recreation board, from all of our board members. The one that came on and talked, Jacob Martin, they sent letters to the senators, to the House representatives, and then we also had a big. A bunch of people from the Wyoming Recreation and Parks Association that were testifying, that were talking, that were going down to Cheyenne to lobby for to not get this bill approved. And so it was a big relief when we found out that it wasn't going to get passed. And we have another year for us to do what we love and recreate. So
that's fantastic to hear. I was kind of pulling for that. I know I'm supposed to be much more objective than that, but we all have our own personal feelings about certain things. Okay, Alex, can you give us a quick overview of what the Recreation District has planned for the upcoming spring season?
So this spring season is wild. It's already picking up. We have registrations open from baseball and softball recreation. We're going to start opening up registrations and memberships for the Kendrick Park pool, which is going to be tomorrow is when that day is, so April 1st, so that you can come and you can purchase your memberships online or purchase your memberships in person, sign up for swim lessons online or in person. And then we have a bunch of passes and things that we're also going to be opening up for registration. So we're really excited about that. And I know that I want to let these guys talk about their programs and what they do. So we have a lot of stuff that's coming up. And then the big events that we have coming up is going to be the The Easter egg hunt. Well, hopefully that we're going to have the Easter egg hunt with all the snow that we're going to have, that we're having. And we're supposed to get like 8 to 10 inches, I think, on Friday. So we might need to pivot a little bit on where we're going to have that located at, but I will make sure to communicate that with the public, obviously, if we do need to change that. And then we also have the hound hunt that's coming on that same day on the Saturday. So, it's going to be exciting. It's fun. We've done this for a very long period of time. It's a free event for the community for them to come out and do some Easter egg hunting with their kids, and then also with their fur babies as well too. Get to come out and get some treats and have a good time. So we're excited about that.
And we will get into details,
yeah,
about each of these. But what would you say you're looking forward to the most? Because I know it's kind of like having kids, right? You can't pick your favorite, but we all kind of have that favorite program coming up. Are you excited about the pool the most?
The pool has been a big project for us and for the city of Sheridan. To get that up and running is probably where my main focus is right now, to make sure that we're staffed appropriately, to make sure that we provide a good, safe experience for anybody that wants to come and utilize that amenity from Sheridan, and then just really hit the ground running with it. So there's a lot of moving parts when it comes to this grand opening and the opening of the pool, and making sure that everything is all your T's are crossed and your I's are dotted, basically, to make sure that we have a good opportunity to present a really good amenity to the community.
Now, JD, I'm going to go off on a tangent a little bit, and there's a reason why. It's because I want to thank certain individuals out there. You've got a lacrosse season going right now.
Yeah, we started last night, actually.
That's fantastic, and we've got enough for a couple teams. How many teams do we have?
I think we're going to have about three, just with our third through kind of seventh grade boys. And then we do have different parts of that program as well that are not league based. It's more like our Rim Busters and Little Sluggers, just kind of for our younger kids. But we're pretty excited about the third graders through kind of sixth, seventh graders, them actually getting to play games. They have coaches, they'll have uniforms, we'll turn the scoreboard on for them. So.
And one of the things, when I was writing a story on this, I looked up the history of lacrosse. It was, nothing like I thought it would be. It was absolutely amazing. I suggest you check that out, folks. But the people who I want to thank are those who've stepped up, the coaches, and some folks reffing for you out there.
Yeah, J.R. Wright's kind of been a big push for lacrosse in our community. He's stepped away from the Mavericks program, and because he has a kid in our program, so he's kind of helping coach there, and he's brought some of his former players to come down and be a part of it. So, wow. Me and McCoy have coached the littles before. We're not lacrosse players. We can teach the very basics. So now they'll actually get some people that know what they're doing. So
we'll really share some of those insights.
Yep. And Jen Yeager, she does a great job with our girls program. And then we've got a new person coming on, Tori. So I'm hoping that that goes well for our girls program.
I think that's great. And I really do want to send out a little bit of appreciation for those individuals who stepped up so that this program can really get going. What a fantastic sport. I'd love to see it kind of sweep through here. And before I get going, McCoy, you didn't have much of a winter season this year, my friend.
No, we didn't. Luckily, most of our ski trips were able to work out, so we brought a few kids up there. Our last one was a couple Fridays ago. It got pretty warm up there, so everyone was skiing in t-shirts and sweatshirts. It's kind of funny when you're out there on the slopes and everyone's in shorts, but it turned out to be not as bad as we were kind of thinking it was going to be. I know we didn't have any snow down here, but on the mountain they had quite a bit.
Okay. So. Okay, good. Yeah. So the kids who look forward to that every year did get an opportunity to go up.
Yes, they did. On the last trip, I had 9 kids go with, so we had almost a full van going up.
Okay, that's fantastic to hear. All right, now moving on down the line, you've got a presentation coming up. What will you be covering during your outdoor recreation presentation? That's going to be at the Fulmer Public Library, April 14th.
Yeah, I will be covering all of the events that I put on here at the Rec District. So I'll be talking about ski trips, summer camps. We have a few different summer camps, like our day camps, rock climbing camps, Friday hike days, which aren't on Fridays this year. They're going to be during the week. But I'll be talking about all those events I put on during the year, and then also our special events. So our Easter egg hunts, our 5K fun runs, the turkey hoop shoot, fun things like that. Everything that I put on is what I'll be talking about.
For individuals who haven't attended one of these presentations, is this a Q&A? Is there a Q&A opportunity during these? Okay.
Yeah, the goal is for us, again, to meet the public where they're at. You know, our board meetings are always public, so they're always the third Wednesday of every month, and they're located at the Hub, and they're at noon. Every third Wednesday of the month, we have an open board meeting for the community and the public to come and talk to us. But a lot of that time, it usually doesn't fit within their day. So then we thought about an idea that we might be able to do this later in the evening at 5:30. Usually everyone's off of work around that period of time, kind of got their food all in them so they can maybe do some other activities. And this is that opportunity to really meet the community where they're at. If they want to come, we welcome everybody to come. Again, it's a free event, so it doesn't cost you anything to come. And our goal of it is to get any type of feedback that the community is looking for. You know, we're not perfect, but we do a pretty good job of what we do. And having that feedback coming in, what is the community looking for? What can we bring to Sheridan in a recreation standpoint that's going to be beneficial to the community? And I think that's what our main goal for these presentations, these co-creates, are, is to give that space and give that platform for anybody that comes and joins, or anybody that wants to come and talk to have that and be heard. And so that's kind of why we decided to do this.
You've had a couple of these.
Yep. This is our second year that we've been doing it. And it's a 4-month session. It's once a month. It starts in the beginning of the year. JD had his talking about youth recreation. I talk about parks and the pool and aquatics. And then we have Kylie, who talks about her adult recreation programming that we offer. And then McCoy does all of our outdoor recreation and our events. So there's four different types of topics, basically, that you can choose that what's going to pertain to you, so you don't have to sit through a 3-hour meeting to get to what you want to talk about or what you want to hear. You actually can pick and choose what days of the month or what topics that you want to go and listen to.
How's attendance been?
Low.
Yeah.
it has been low. So we do, again, we encourage everybody to come out to these things. And it's information for us that we can gather from the community. Like I said, we do a really good job of kind of feeling the pulse of the community and being able to, you know, offer programs that's going to be beneficial to each specific user within this community. And so, I mean, I'm taking it in the fact of, you know, we must be doing a pretty good job if we're not having a ton of people that we're having a bunch of uproar, people coming and saying that we're doing a horrible job or we need to do it this way. But we always welcome the community members to come in and have that conversation with us.
McCoy, who do you think would benefit from your presentation that's coming up the most?
Good question. Honestly, just anyone interested in summer camps, having their kid go outdoors and recreate. If they have any ideas about new programs or new things that maybe their kid might be interested in, I would love to hear it.
That'd be great, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, real quick, moving on down the line, Alex, can you walk us really quickly through the Kendrick Pool grand opening on June 7th?
Yep.
I said we'd get more details on this. Let's do it.
Yeah, sure. So, the date is going to be June 7th, so that is a Sunday. We are going to open the pool at 12 o'clock, so that's going to be open to the entire community from 12 to 7 p.m. on June 7th. It is free admittance for the entire community for them to come and you know, get to experience Kendrick Park Pool and the new features that we're offering there. Us being able to offer it free comes from a sponsorship from Blue Peak. They sponsored this entire day. So we want to give a shout out to them and, thank them for their contribution for allowing this to be a free event to the community. We have also partnered with Reach, And they're going to be setting up a sensory tent in outside for our neurodivergent friends. So that way, if they get a little bit overstimulated, there is that opportunity there for them to kind of cool down and reset and then come back and join us in the pool and themselves. And so we're going to have giveaways, and there's going to be a raffles that are going to be given away as well too. We are hopefully going to get multiple food trucks that are going to be down. So we want to make this event an event. We don't want to just have a ribbon cutting, be done with it, and then off we go, and then it's open. We want to actually make this a full day of events for your family and friends, for them, for the community to come and join us for this free event that we're offering for the pool.
That sounds like it's going to be a really fun time.
Yeah,
a full day at the pool for free. Thanks to Blue Peak. And I also want to thank Reach for going down there and having that sensory tent so everyone can enjoy it at their
Absolutely.
Own pace.
Absolutely.
At their own pace. Now, once admissions does kick off, can you break down daily admissions for pools this year?
Yep. So our adults is for daily admissions is going to be from 18 to 59, and that is $8 for the day. Our students and seniors, so from 8 to 17, and then our 60 and plus year olds is going to be $5 for the day pass. And then our youth from 3 to 7 is going to be $3 for the day. Our season passes, which are going to be available for everyone April 1st, those are going to range from our adult prices are going to be for the season is going to be $200. For a youth for the season, for the entire pool season, is going to be $150. Our seniors as well is going to be $150. And then our families up to four is going to be $300. So that's if you have a family of four, it's going to be $300 for everyone to come. If you have additional family members, it's an additional $25 per person.
Okay.
So we try to make it affordable for everybody. And then also we are offering water exercise classes. And those classes are going to be from Monday through Thursday. From 11 to 12 p.m. and then on Fridays, 9 to 10 a.m. So that cost is going to be different because it is only an hour of activity in the pool, and that's going to be specifically for anybody that wants to do water exercise, and that's going to be $3 per session, or they can buy a punch pass for $25.
Who are these classes best suited for, my friend?
Anybody and everybody. You know, it helps with mobility. People who have some mobility issues, that water has a good way of being able to make you feel less heavy, and so it helps you with your joints and things of that nature. So it helps you be able to get some exercise if you know on land is a little bit more struggle for you to do those exercises.
It's kind of great because you've got a little bit of support, but also at the same time a little more resistance.
Yep.
in certain
movements. And there's different things that you can add to the water, like pool noodles and some dumbbell floaty weights that you can help that will create that resistance for you. And so we tried to when we re-kind of vamped the pool in itself and the structure of how we're going to operate. We wanted to meet everyone's needs within the community. So, you know, swim lessons from a very young age all the way to 80 plus year old individuals that would like to do water exercise. And then those in between from lap swim, we are going to offer that as well too throughout this summer.
Now, one thing that we always touch on, something that I think is very important because it's more than just a sport, it could save your life. Let's talk about swim lesson schedule real quick before we take a break.
Yep. So swim lessons, they are going to start the second week of June. Those registrations are going to be open as well on April 1st. The cost of those is going to be $50, and they're going to be 4 days a week for 2 weeks. So we're offering four sessions total for this summer. And then again, like I said, it's going to be begin the second week of June, or June 15th is going to be our first full onslaught of these swim lessons. And we're offering swim lesson ages from 4 years old to 8, 10, 12, 14 years old. So fantastic. Based on how they fit their need and what swim lessons and skill development that they need within that. So
traditionally these fill up pretty quickly.
Yes. Yep. They usually fill up really quick. So we do ask that you, if you're really interested into it, that you get online, you sign up, you give us a call, you come down to the rec office and we'll get you signed up.
And that's tomorrow.
That's starting tomorrow.
All right, folks, it's already here. It may not seem like it outside right now, but it's a great time to get signed up for swim lessons for your kiddos. Once again, more than just a sport, this could help save their life. All right, more with the Sheridan Recreation District when we return. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE at 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Marin, everyone keeps asking, are rates ever going to help buyers?
Actually, yes. I'm Marin Borsheim.
And I'm Nicole Pierce with First Federal Bank and Trust.
Our mortgage rate relief program may lower your mortgage rate up to 1.5% below the current market rate with a 30-year fixed rate mortgage.
That can make a big difference in monthly payments.
If you're buying your primary home, you may qualify.
Funds are limited, so call us today or visit efirstfederal.bank.
First Federal Bank and Trust. Let's get you into your home. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You tell yourself you've got it handled. The rides, the medications, the meals, the cleaning, and the worry. But carrying it all by yourself gets heavy. Synergy Home Care is here to help you breathe again, while making sure your loved one is cared for with patience, respect, and real compassion. From companionship and memory care to hospital to home support and specialized home care, they show up for the moment that matters most. Visit SynergyHomeCare.com. Call 674-HOME. That's 674-HOME. Synergy Home Care, local family-owned home care you can count on.
This announcement brought to you by Farmers Co-op Country Store on Coffeen Avenue, home of ethanol-free premium fuel.
Hello, I'm Anna Claire Music, Miss Wyoming 2025, inviting you to an evening of dinner, dancing, and fundraising at the Red Heart Black Tie Gala, Saturday, May 2nd at the historic Sheridan Inn. Doors open at 5:30. Tickets are $150, and all proceeds benefit the Miss Wyoming Scholarship Program and American Heart Association. For tickets, visit MissWyoming.org or Once Upon a Story Boutique.
If you haven't signed up for the Sheridan Media Newsletter, well, now's the time. You'll find some of the top news stories of the week, community events, local sports, weather, as well as the latest movies from Centennial Theater, what's happening at the Wild Theater, discover fun facts, local photos and videos, Sheridan history, country bounty links, as well as links to some of your favorite businesses and promotions. It's emailed every Thursday morning. If you don't get the newsletter, you're missing out. Click on the Sheridan Media Newsletter button that's on the front of our website at SheridanMedia.com.
All right, good morning, folks. Welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm Floyd Whiting, and this morning we're speaking and laughing with Sheridan Recreation District Executive Director Alexander Mock, our Outdoor Recreation Supervisor McCoy Phelan, and Youth Recreation Supervisor J.D. Williams, and that is what we're going to talk about in this section. J.D., can you explain the Little Sluggers program and who this one's designed for?
Our Little Sluggers program is a program for baseball and softball players, really young kids, so 5 years old to 7 years old. We take them out for about 8 meetings. They're 45 to an hour long, and we just kind of teach them the basics, how to hold a bat, how to hold your glove when you're catching, how to catch with two hands, how to throw, which way to run around the bases. We keep it pretty simple for them. It's with wiffle balls, wiffle ball bats. If they're a little more advanced, sometimes they get a tennis ball or a squishy baseball. But for all those kids, maybe they're not ready to join our youngest league and play actual games. Maybe they've never played before, or they're just too young to play. So it's a good place to start.
Now, we've all seen videos of the little ones hitting the T-ball home run type of deal and running the opposite way. So these lessons are actually really great, teaching them the fundamentals so they can go on with it. Now, key dates for and session options, excuse me, coming up this summer.
Sure. Yeah, we started registration yesterday. That'll run through May 22nd. But typically how we do it is we'll run registration until we fill those up. So We take about 25 kids per session. We added a session this year because we've been having to add kids to a wait list that didn't get in time. It is a really popular program for the most part. So you want to get in as soon as possible to pick the session you want. We have a Saturday session. We have a Monday, Wednesday session. And then we have a Tuesday, Thursday session. And those are all at like, was it 9 o'clock in the morning? So 9 to 10 in the morning. So the Saturday session is incredibly popular. So if you want that, log on right now and get signed up.
Okay. And these fill up fast. So make sure you're getting on there, folks. You said registration started yesterday. And it'll go till May 22nd or until it's full. I've got a feeling it's going to fill up pretty quick. Now, where are all these held?
We hold it on the Pee Wee Field down at 6th Street. So it'll be the field that they eventually move on to when they get to their first year of our league. So everything will be familiar to them. They'll know where the bases are, where they're going to hit from, which dugouts to use, stuff like that.
Okay. Can you walk us through youth baseball divisions and those grade levels?
Yeah, we have three divisions available. Our Pee Wee, which is our coach pitch division. We got rid of our pitching machines and went to a coach pitch in that league. And it's last year was the first year out. Pretty successful. Kids were hitting the ball a lot more, a little more confidence, a lot more actual baseball was played. It still is Pee Wee baseball for first and second graders, so it's wild. and then we have our intermediate league where we transition straight into the kids pitch the whole game. And that's for our third and fourth graders. And then our fifth and sixth graders play in what we call the minors, which is just baseball.
Okay. Now, how are players placed or drafted onto certain teams within the baseball program? Is there a process to that?
Yeah. So for our Pee Wee kids, we try and keep them with their classmates at the school they go to, just because that time in your life, you don't really know that many people, right? And you're a little more comfortable with people that you already know.
You want to play with your friends, right?
Yep. Yeah. Then we kind of break that when we get to third and fourth grade. We do a little player showcase. All the kids come out and do drills. All the coaches watch. And then me and the coaches go in a room. We try and make the teams as even as possible, especially spreading that pitching around. That's kind of the big thing. So kids will kind of get moved around, have to meet some new kids at that point. But for our Big Hornets, Hung River folks, just because of the distance you are from us, we do let you guys stay together, and that goes for our minor league the same way.
Okay, good deal. Now, what about some deadlines for youth baseball this year, my friend?
It's open right now. It's been open for a while. So I think we're ending, what is it, April 10th? April 10th is our deadline. Get signed up right now. We know that everyone kind of is a last minute kind of in our community with our signups, but it helps us out a lot if you sign up early. We can see what coaches we need, how much stuff we need. It really helps us out if you sign up early. So as soon as it goes up and you're following us on when we have stuff out, just go ahead and get signed up if you can.
What does a typical week of practice look like?
So for our baseball kids, we are playing on Mondays and Wednesdays. You won't play Monday and Wednesday, but you might. So you're looking about one game a week, and then with the coaches' schedule, they typically practice after 5:30, and they kind of go where they can. If we can get them on the field, we get them on the field, but a lot of times we're using parks in town, and we just kind of work around their schedule. Everybody has a job, and they have their own family lives too, so you're looking at about 3 meetings per week.
And is that kind of the same for all of our youth baseball programs?
Yep. Pee Wee, we have people that cut it down a little bit, maybe just 2 meetings, a practice and a game. But if you're looking 2 to 3, some coaches go a little bit more, 4 times a week, but we do have a limit on how much you can and can't do. We don't want them to go 7 days a week for 3.5 hours every night. So
get burned out.
Be home before dinner time kind of thing, so they can get ready for school the next day or at the start of the season at least.
Softball about the same.
Yeah, our divisions are a little bit different in our softball program. So we call our youngest group the minis, and that's a K through second, and that's coach pitch as well. Then we go straight into player pitch with our 3rd through 5th graders on the medium-sized field, and then on our biggest field, it's 6th through 8th graders to try and get them ready for moving on into that high school program.
Okay, registration deadline for softball as opposed to baseball?
It's the same. April 10th is the end of that. We kind of those prepared together, so dates and times are usually the same.
Anything else you want parents to know about signing up for this? We need cleats. We need equipment. Anything like that?
We provide about everything. A glove. If you're buying a glove for your youngest, I would suggest keep it cheap. They grow out of them incredibly fast. Same way with cleats. You are going to need cleats. The same ones you use for soccer are fine. We don't allow metal cleats, so keep that in mind. But everything else, the uniforms, if you don't want to buy a bat, if you need to know what bat you can and can't buy, call us. We do have rules on that. If you want to know where a good place to get cheap bats is, call me. I buy them every year, and that's where I go. They're last year's model, but they're still they're still just fine.
Yeah. But so, kind of, you know, a lot of folks out there might feel the same as me. Isn't a bat a bat a bat?
Yeah.
All right. Now, but of course, there's going to be the other group who's like, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. A bat is not just a bat. Now, one thing that I did want to touch on is the need for referees. It's pretty high in just about every youth sports program. I want you to plead your case to individuals out there right now, JD, because we need refs, and without refs, games don't happen.
Yeah, so if we don't have refs, we're still going to run a league, but coaches, you might have to ref somebody else's game. It's not a volunteer thing for us. It's a great job for college kids, whether they're coming back for the summer or they're here at Sheridan College. Last year, we were really fortunate with our Legion baseball program kids. We had a lot of them come down and ref. I think I maybe only had to do one or two games, which is not the norm for me. I'm usually there every night kind of reffing somewhere. So it was nice to kind of step back from that. And I did coach a team instead, but that's much more fun than,
having
a ref every night. And we want enough people where people can pick their hours, whether they want to work every single night or they only want to work a couple nights. We also need youth softball referees big time. Some of our Legion boys, they're not interested in that. Luckily last year that wasn't the case. They kind of did whatever they could. I think they were just looking for some cash, but we're paying $35 a game, which is,
that's pretty good.
That's a lot better than I got paid.
Me too.
It's a lot better than I get paid when I do it on my own. So I want to pay kids. I want to teach them getting a job, how to fill out your employment paperwork, how to sign into our software to get your paycheck and stuff like that. We want to teach them as a first-time job. So
I didn't think of that.
I think it's important when we like to hire young people for those jobs because it gets them started. So it's kind of part of our youth program is getting those young people started in the workforce.
Absolutely. And who knows, maybe in the Sheridan Rec District as well.
Absolutely.
You know, that who knows where that might be able to go on to. Now, how important are these programs for youth development and community engagement, JD?
I think it's super important. I think youth sports is important. It teaches kids making friends, listening to instructions, overcoming adversity. And it's just fun. It's something to do. There's not a ton of different programs that we run league-wise during the summer, but so your baseball and your softball, that's kind of where we focus, but we also have McCoy's things, camps, stuff like that. All that's important. Get the kids socialized.
Mm-hmm.
If they're not socialized, then they'll tend to act out. Some kids just do act out because they're little kids.
I did.
I mean, 15, 16-year-olds do the same thing, but we think it's important. They come out, kind of learn a structure, and it helps, especially with our little sluggers. Some kids haven't been to school yet, so they don't know all the little cues that we use that we've kind of learned from the schools, like the young teachers in those younger grades. But then they get to learn some of that stuff, like, okay, I know that I have to sit down when they say this. I know that I'm quiet when, if I have something to say, I need to raise my hand. And when other people are talking, I need to respect their time and they'll respect my time.
And I love that because it's much more than just the sport itself. I mean, there's a lot to playing in youth sports that we don't tend to think about until we're kind of there and we're seeing it happen. I was recently away and we were driving to my sister-in-law's place, beautiful neighborhood. And what do you know? There was a little peewee baseball game going on out there. And I thought, what a fantastic community. It was just one of those little aspects that hit where I thought, look at all these parents out there talking with their kiddos, and all these kids are going to end up going to school together and building lifelong friendships. And I think that's great. And another way to do that is through camps. And we're going to talk about camps when we come back, more with our Sheridan Recreation District when we return. Stick with us. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE. and 103.9 FM, Sheridan.
Hi, I'm Maren Borsheim.
And Nicole Pierce with First Federal Bank and Trust.
Right now, qualified homebuyers may receive a mortgage rate up to 1.5% below the current market rate with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage.
Yes, through the Mortgage Rate Relief Program.
It's designed to make buying your primary residence easier and more affordable.
We'll personally help you check eligibility and guide you through the process.
Call First Federal Bank and Trust for all the details or visit efirstfederal.bank.
First Federal Bank and Trust, because your home should be within reach. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Talking with Bill from Tales of the City, one of the big reasons to choose Tales of the City is food for your pets.
We have the first whole food pet food, and that's nature's logic. It has no synthetic vitamins, no synthetic minerals, no vitamin mineral packs from China. You get your iron from spinach. You got a raw element in that food, a higher meat content. It gives 18 different amino acids. That's one of the best.
Get nature's logic for your pet at Tales of the City, 218 West Burkett.
Hi, this is Jill Bates with the Bates Team at Best. Getting that real estate sign in your yard is a very exciting first step in the new direction you're moving. For some, that can represent a job well done. For us at Best, our sign represents a commitment to put our best foot forward. We offer a full price analysis, staging, and prep work plan before your home hits the market so that you can feel proud of the company you choose. Let our team work hard for you and make selling your home the best decision. Give us a call, 675-BEST, or visit bestwy.net.
The Valencia Barrington Project is a rare ensemble dedicated to reviving the beautiful and unusual sound of the Barrington, an 18th century instrument that combines the warmth of a viola with sympathetic strings that resonate beneath the melody, creating a sound unlike anything most audiences have heard before. Enjoy this extraordinary evening of chamber music, Tuesday, April 14th at 7 p.m. in the intimate listening environment of the Wild Theater's Tandem Hall. Seating is extremely limited in this unique space, so reserve your tickets today at the Wild Box Office or online at wildtheater.com. The Valencia Barrington Project, Tuesday, April 14th.
This is Brad at Primerate Motors. If you're looking for a good, honest, pre-owned vehicle, stop by and see what we've got on the lot. Pickups, SUVs, and cars that are ready for Wyoming roads and Wyoming weather. No runaround, just solid vehicles at fair prices. Whether it's for work, ranch, or just getting around town, we'll help you find the right ride. Primerate Motors at 2305 Coffin Avenue in Sheridan, or visit us online at primeratemotors.com.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse, proudly brought to you by our friends out there at First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm Floyd Wining, and this morning we're sitting with the Sheridan Recreation District Executive Director, Alexander Mock, our Outdoor Recreation Supervisor, McCoy Phelan, and Youth Recreation Supervisor, J.D. Williams. So, right, let's, one thing, before the break, we were talking about youth softball, youth baseball. Let's talk about a softball clinic real quick, Alexander.
Sure.
What do we got coming up?
So we're partnering with the Sheridan High School and their fast pitch program up there. And we are excited to say that we are going to be putting on with coordination with the Sheridan High School fast pitch girls, a clinic on Saturday, April 18th at 10. It's from 10 to 2. Lunch is going to be provided, and it's going to be at the Sheridan College softball fields where their home is right now. All these proceeds, so it does cost for you to come to this and be a part of this this clinic, but all those proceeds go back into the boosters to help support the girls' fast pitch softball at the high school. It's open from grades kindergarten to eighth grade. We will break you all up into where your talent level is, or, you know, your age grades and all of those things to make sure that you're with an appropriate age grade and an age range. So they're going to focus on the other good thing. I skipped over that, but The girls' high school teammates and the players are going to be the ones who are going to be putting this on. So all these girls from kindergarten to eighth grade, if you look up to somebody that's a fast pitch player or a high school athlete, this is a great opportunity for them to come and get to know those high school girls and those athletes up there. They're going to be primarily focusing on offense, defense, and pitching. So they're going to break it up into each different age group and each different opportunity. So each different offense and defense and pitching, they're going to break them all up into different sessions, into three sessions. Those sessions will be about an hour long each. And then there is going to be lunch that's going to be provided for all of the participants that are going to be coming to this. So we're just really excited about partnering with the Sheridan High School on this. And the cost is $40 for those individuals that want to participate. And it's open right now on our website and at our registration systems.
What's the deadline on that registration?
It's going to be until the day of.
Okay.
So you have until April 17th, April 18th to sign up for this program.
But folks, and I know how it is because I'm one of those last minute people too, but the sooner you register, the better when it comes to things like this, so they can kind of get a bit of a heads up on how many kids are going to be there. And I think this is fantastic. Number one, that fast pitch softball impresses me every single time I see it. It's amazing how fast
awesome.
They can get that thing going.
Yeah.
And those little ones looking up to those local softball heroes.
Yep.
I think that's really, really cool.
And I mean, we would also highly encourage our coaches in our leagues to go to try to learn some fundamentals when it comes to pitching. Pitching that we have seen on our end from recreators. JD and I, we know a lot about baseball. We know a lot about pitching. We can teach that type of stuff and coach the coaches, basically. But when it comes to softball, there's a lot of similarities, but the one big difference is the pitching aspect of how you can pitch a softball and how you pitch a baseball are two completely different things. And this gives our coaches that opportunity to go up and learn from the high school coaches that have a lot of experience in teaching this fundamental skills. And so again, if you are a coach with within our program, we do ask that you go up and you try to learn something from these coaches and these professionals that are doing it with our high school students.
And at the same time, there's going to be a lot of crossover. The kids that are involved within the program itself are also going to be probably attending this clinic. So you're going to know coming in, hey, you remember that lesson that she taught you on this day? Let's apply that or whatever. I think that's a fantastic idea. All right, moving over here to McCoy. Talking about one of my favorite activities of the year, summer camps. You guys have got a lot of summer camps coming up. Can you go ahead and break them down for me on what the kids can expect to see?
Yeah, so we have three different summer camps this summer. We have our day camps that will run Monday through Friday from 8 in the morning to 4 in the evening. And then we also have rock climbing camps that we partner with Bighorn Mountain Guides to take the kids up the mountain for just the morning. It runs from 7:30 to 12:30, Monday through Thursday for those camps. And then last year, I wasn't able to run any Fresh Air Friday hikes because I used to be only on Fridays. But this year, I'm going to offer something a little bit different, and they're going to be 2-day hikes during rodeo week, since we won't have any camps during rodeo week besides those. And then the week after the day camps end, I'm going to offer 2-day hike trips as well. So really excited for this summer.
And when it comes to those day hikes, is there age limits on that? Or if someone out there is like, you know what, I just want to go on a hike.
Our age limits, I believe, are 8 to 12 years old to go on those day hikes.
All right. You're going to have an army up there following behind you. The little ducks in a row. Now, what are some of the themed camps that you guys are going to be running this year?
So some of the themed camps, I'm always excited about my camp themes. I walk around the office and tell everyone about them as soon as I figure them out. So I'll just run through those fast. The first week is nature and homestead, so we'll learn about nature and homesteading. I'm meeting with Rooted in Wyoming to collaborate with them a little bit on it.
That sounds fun.
So super excited for that first week. Then we'll move into sports and Olympics the second week. Then Mad Scientist, the third week. Science experiments are always so fun at summer camps. We always do the egg drop experiment.
I remember that from school. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And then the fourth week is art, museum, and reading. So we'll visit local museums and check out art exhibits. That one's always fun. The week after that's rodeo week. So again, we won't have any camps during that week because I know kids are always so busy with everything that week. The week after is Ninja and Secret Agents. That one's really fun. It fills up super fast. That's one of the camps that fills up right away when registration opens.
Ninja and Secret Agent.
Yes, teaching them how to be little ninjas. It's great. Then we have Animal Adventures, Survivor. If you've seen the show Survivor, we're going to have fun Survivor challenges and... Yeah, I think that was going to be great.
Fun. Yeah,
and then the last week is just last blast, so a last hurrah to the summer, doing all the super fun things.
Now, generally, do camps fill up pretty fast? I mean, I know I'm asking that question of just about everything, but...
Yes, the camps do primarily fill up pretty fast. The sports camp and Ninja will probably fill up the fastest. Those ones always do, with everyone signing up. For those high energy camps mm-hmm. first. But a lot of people also sign up for every week in the summer right away. So if you have a camp, like if there's one camp you just want to sign up for, or if you want to sign up for all of them, I would suggest signing up as soon as you can. And speaking of that, registration opens April 6th.
Okay. Open April 6th. When are our deadlines?
The camps are open until they're full or until the Friday before the camp starts.
Okay, so they vary. Friday before the camp starts, folks get on there. You've got a full schedule up online. People can pop in.
Yes.
And see when those deadlines are for. Now, cross-country program, real quick, go ahead and drop this one for me. We're running out of time.
My cross-country program, registration is open right now until April 10th. Our first practice will be on Monday, April 13th. The fee to sign up is $45. It's for second graders through fifth graders who are interested in running or in being in the cross country program in the junior high. Practices are Mondays and Wednesdays from 5:30 to 6:30. And it's just right outside our office in Thorn Rider Park.
Now, this is primarily just a program or is there going to be competitions later on down the line?
This is just a program for now. Our last practice is a 1 mile race.
Oh,
so
fun.
I try to put it on as close to an actual race as possible, but it's just the kids involved in the program racing against each other. No one's coming in for the race.
But still, that's got to be exciting. Everyone kind of training for that, and then they can really apply that towards the end there. All right, moving on down the line. I've got about 3 minutes left, Alex, and here we thought I would have too much time. Let's talk about the Easter egg hunt happening April 4th.
Yep. So that's this Saturday already.
Fingers crossed.
The day before Easter, yeah. Hopefully that we're not going to get a ton of snow, but if we do, I mean, I think we need the moisture too. So
yeah.
At the same time, it's kind of it's a yin and yang, great thing to have it, but it might put a little damper on our Easter egg hunt to begin with. But this is a free event that is going to happen at 10 o'clock is when our Easter egg hunt starts in the morning. So, it's going to be located at Thorn Rider Park. If we do have to change it, I believe that it's going to be at the high school. Is that correct, McCoy?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So if we do have to change it due to inclement weather, we will be moving up to the high school. And that's a mad chaos from what I've heard is there's a ton of kids that are around there. So we'll have different age ranges and different areas for those kids, those individuals. So our littles, I think it's kindergarten and first grade. Is that right? Or kindergarten and third?
They have ages, and I can't remember the specific ages, but so, we'll have them all set up in Thorn Rider Park and labeled with each
age range,
they're supposed to be in.
So something new that we did this year, too, is that we have some golden eggs that we are going to be hiding around, and those eggs will have gift certificates in them. So there's going to be In each individual area, there'll be one gift certificate for 10 punch pass to the Kendrick Park pool.
Oh, fine.
So that way they can redeem that at our office, and then we can get them a membership for a 10 punch pass. And then the other one is each individual one of those locations is going to have 5 free kids cones for the Scoops ice cream stand. That's going to be opening up in May 23rd. So that's something that everybody can look forward to. And then last little bit is that the Hound Hunt is also going to be on that same day. And the Hound Hunt is for our furry friends and our furry kiddos as well, too. So that's all of your dogs. That's going to be at 11 o'clock. So following right after the Easter egg hunt at 10, the Hound Hunt is going to be at 11 o'clock in the morning. And that's at Dan Medea Field, which is just west of Thorn Rider Park on top of the hill across the bridge. There's going to be toys and treats and balls and everything. We ask that you do make sure that you pick up after your pup. If they do have an accident, we do ask that you don't bring an aggressive dog. If you do have an aggressive dog and we keep them on the leash while we're in there as well too. So we can make sure that we're being safe all around. So yeah.
All right. I've run out of time with you guys, but there are some events coming up. Autism Awareness and Acceptance 5K. It's happening later this month. And there's also a circus coming up. Alex, I'll just have to get that information from you. I'll put it in a story.
Sounds
we'll
good.
Make sure that we get that up online for everybody. I want to thank all of you so much for coming in, sitting with me for the whole show today. It's great seeing you guys. We always share a laugh. I love having you.
Thanks for having us, boy. Appreciate it.
All right. You've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
First home, feeling overwhelmed?
I'm Maren Borsheim.
And I'm Nicole Pierce with First Federal Bank and Trust.
Our mortgage rate relief program may lower your mortgage rate up to 1.5% below the current market rate with a 30-year fixed rate mortgage.
That could mean hundreds saved every month.
If you meet income guidelines, you may qualify to buy your primary residence.
Let's make it simple.
Call us or visit efirstfederal.bank today for all the details.
First Federal Bank and Trust. We're with you every step home. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
REACH, Resources, Education, Autism, Community Harmony, presents the third annual REACH Benefit Concert, Saturday, April 11th at the Sheridan County Fairgrounds. An awesome evening of food and music featuring country singer-songwriter Jessica Lynn.
I got this crazy idea, why don't you call me baby?
And more outstanding performers, including Stereo Pilot with Stephanie Wilkerson and Paul Radsey, Rich Braddon, Carson Norling, Art Eichley, and another surprise Grammy Award-winning guest appearance.
Food and drink concessions by NOLA.
The doors open at 6:15. General admission tickets are $42, available online at yotheater.com. Limited tables also available by calling Raleigh at 752-7712.
Proceeds from the evening benefit REACH.
The third annual REACH Benefit Concert with Jessica Lynn, 6:15, Saturday, April 11th at the Sheridan County Fairgrounds. Sponsored in part by your friends at Sheridan Media.
Dreaming of green grass, sunny days, and long drives down the fairway? So are we. Get ready for the 2026 season at Kendrick Golf Course. Rates are extremely reasonable, making Kendrick Sheridan's best golf value. Take advantage of preseason discounts and save even more. Discounted Bass is now on sale at City Hall or online at SheridanWY.net through March 31st. Yep, the grass will be greening up before you know it. Golf this season at Kendrick Golf Course.
Every family has a table and a chair that belongs to someone special. One week they're there, the next they're gone. No one saw it coming. The signs were there, but no one asked. We can't go back, but we can do better next time. When someone you love starts to pull away, reach out, ask the question. Listen. And if they have access to firearms, help them store them safely, even for a few days. A simple act of care can save a life. If you or someone you love is in crisis, call or text 988. It's free, confidential, and always open. Wyoming takes care of its own. Always has, always will. A message from Wyoming Health Fairs with support from the McMurray Foundation, Natrona Collective Health Trust, and the Wyoming Association of Broadcasters. Working together to make sure no Wyoming neighbor faces their darkest moments alone.